One of the most startling features of recent elections in big cities, towns and local councils across the Czech Republic was the success of independent citizens' groups in winning seats. Many campaigned on a simple ticket of throwing the incumbent big parties or coalitions, often tarnished with mismanagement or corruption, out of power. So do those elections mark a radical change or just a blip? And is there any reason to hope that the blight of local government corruption can be conquered? In this week's Talking Point, Chris Johnston looks at the phenomenon and chances of a Czech anti-corruption drive.
Across the Czech Republic, from Liberec in the north to České Budějovice in the south, Karlovy Vary in the west to Zlín in the east, there were strong showings in mid-October elections for citizens' groups taking a stand against parties that have been in power for a long time and been linked to corrupt or dubious dealings. It was not just the big cities either. The same trend could be seen in smaller towns. One of those smaller towns was Černošice, around 15 kilometres southwest of Prague, which had been dominated by the right-of-centre Civic Democrats, or ODS. The local elections have transformed the political map there, with a local citizens' group, Černošice Affairs, winning 12 of the 21 council seats, and the long-established parties faring badly. Filip Korinek is the citizens' group candidate to be the next mayor. He says the vote clearly represented a backlash against the established political parties.
I think this whole election shows a trend whereby people have realized that there's no need to have politicians in their city councils. And actually, people now want their city councils to be run by people from amongst them, active citizens. And especially in smaller cities where people know each other much more, I think this is possible. So when I looked at the results of the elections in places around ours, I could see a very similar picture everywhere. Wherever there was a independent group of citizens not related to any bigger political party, typically this was the winner.
While Mr. Korinek does not directly accuse the previous council of corruption, he says there were some pretty dubious land deals prepared, and the previous regime showed a basic contempt for fundamental principles of democracy.
The council was actually dominated by the Civic Democratic Party, ODS, which has shown a lot of the different things that you would probably not want to see in your own city council. Abuse of the zoning plan, conflicts of interest, refusal to provide information, threats and an overall atmosphere of, say, arrogance and low willingness to run the office as a service to the citizens.
Tomáš Kramar is head of the anti-corruption program of the non-for-profit organization Oživení, or Renewal, which has campaigned against local government graft. He says the local election results this time round produced a surprisingly succinct message that voters will not tolerate town hall corruption.
Compared to the last elections 4 years ago, when we were very disappointed, now we were very positively surprised that in quite a lot of cities, these, let's say, anti-candidates whose program was to eliminate the ruling mafias won the elections. It was very unexpected.
He says that the problem of corruption grew over the last years at a local council level, though, of course, there are no real figures how big it is. This is because many parties or coalitions were in power for so long and nurtured close links with business.
I would not use the word mafias, but, you know, these networks and connections between local politicians and local business groups. And in a lot of cities, one group of politicians was ruling, let's say, for 10, 15 years, and these connections became very, very obvious and very strong. And when the cities, for example, sold some properties or they gave public contracts, a lot of money was flowing into special business groups. Everybody knew it and everybody knows it. And everybody knows as well that there is no way to stop it from the outside.
Nationwide, it's estimated that around 15% of the value of public contracts is accounted for by bribes or payoffs. Contracts from local councils represent around half of all national tenders, with the budget of some city halls, such as Prague, bigger than some national ministries. So the sums being talked about amount to hundreds of billions of crowns or tens of billions of dollars. While Mr. Kramer is optimistic that the local election results will result in a clean out at some councils, he warns that the apparent victory of the citizens' groups in some places could be pyrrhic and that they could soon be sidelined. Negotiations over the makeup of many councils are still going on days after the results were declared.
From some cities we have information that these, let's say, anti-corruption activists who got into the local parliaments will be pushed out, pushed away from the local governments because the local politicians are afraid what they could do, you know, taking out on light some contracts and trying to break them. But there are still quite enough towns and cities where these newly elected activists will be governing.
Citizens groups have taken power in Liberec and Zlin and are poised to elsewhere. But the picture is far from clear in Prague, where it was not a citizens group but a new party with some old faces, Topo 9, which won victory in the capital. In Prague, Topo 9's campaign was headed by the former governor of the Czech National Bank, Zdeněk Tuma, who has built a solid reputation for competence and not been tarnished by corruption. The Civic Democrats had been badly splattered by a series of corruption scandals, with former President Václav Havel dubbing it the worst administration in recent memory. But with haggling over who will govern Prague still continuing, anti-corruption campaigner Tomáš Kramer has doubts whether Topo 9's victory will really result in a sea change in the capital.
I'm not very optimistic in the case of city of Prague. I am happy that ODS lost these elections because it's naturally healthy that the parties have to change during elections, and ODS was ruling from 1990, so let's say 20 years without a break. And of course the connections are to the business sector in Prague very strong. But the people who were elected from, let's say, other parties and top 09, we don't know them. We don't know what they will do. We know only that the mayor, the probably new mayor, is, let's say, a known, clean person. But there are very many other people, and it's it will be a big surprise how they will behave, how the party will be consistent.
Meanwhile, in Černošice, the victorious citizens group says it was prepared to govern with all the other parties apart from the Civic Democrats, although it could do so alone. And Filip Korinek promises a fundamental change in the way things are done.
We have very specific ideas of what we want to change. We have had difficulties getting information. We had difficulties putting good ideas through because they were rejected just because of the person who was submitting them. This is not going to be the case.
Oživený's Tomáš Kramer says cleaning up the situation at local government level in the Czech Republic demands some basic changes in the law. He says the main problems are the many loopholes in the legal situation, and in particular the weakness of the state to probe mismanagement and corruption and take remedial action. Here he contrasts the situation of the Czech spending watchdog, the National Audit Office, which has no oversight of local government activities, with that of counterparts in neighbouring countries.
the power of the National Auditing Office compared to Slovakia, Poland, Germany is very weak or is, let's say, zero over the local communal level. And the main problem is the lack of law enforcement at the local level. When you put together the fact that the auditing office has no right to oversee, that the media are not as much interested in local things compared to national, and that local citizens have no right to sue contracts to get them to court when they are signed in an illegal way. That makes together a situation where you cannot punish mayors or local politicians when they do waste management of the city property.
In Germany, for example, he says the watchdog demands reports of steps taken to address its criticisms. Here, the reports are just pieces of paper. To sum it up, he says local politicians are virtually untouchables as regards prosecution. In Slovakia, the corruption fight has gone much further, and a new law has also taken effect which aims at allowing ordinary citizens to bring their local masters to book.
They have, since last year, a new municipal law where they put to citizens the right to bring the local contracts to court if they think they are signed in an illegal way that is harming the city's interests. We prepared an amendment to the Czech municipal law, and this is now being discussed at the Ministry of Interior.
He hopes that the good results from the local elections will help this amendment, since many anti-corruption activists are backing it. But the newly ousted and admonished political parties might believe the elections were just a blip on the political map, and all they'd have to do is to wait until better times.
That edition of Talking Point by Chris Johnston brings us to the end of today's program.